Welcome to Sophisticated Mom, and I'm your host, Dr. Sophia, the creator of the Christian lifestyle blog, SophisticatedMom.com. I will break down faith-based advice and make it applicable and relatable to help you on your journey on this thing we call life. You'll learn everything you need to know on how to become the master of your own destiny.
There has and will always be the spirit of poverty, also known as the poverty mindset. Before anyone starts judging what I'm saying, I know that there are people in poverty due to no fault of their own. This is not the type of poverty that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the spirit of poverty, which is different. It is when you are willingly playing a role in your poverty mindset. Many people who have the spirit of poverty, aka a poverty mindset, and don't know it. So that is what this blog is for. Not only to tell you if you suffer from the spirit of poverty, but also how to address it. So number one, you have the spirit of poverty if you have a hood rich mentality. A poverty mindset, aka a hood rich mentality, is defined by the exhibiting of flamboyant spending habits while doing nothing to improve one's living conditions. The danger of having a hood rich mentality is that it keeps you in poverty and it keeps the person from even knowing it. Someone may buy a couple hundred dollar pair of shoes or a Range Rover, and when they get home, they have an eviction notice on their door for failure to pay rent. The person with the hood rich mentality does not realize that they have the spirit of poverty because on the outside they have nice things, but every other thing about their life is broken, falling apart. And they somehow think that having these nice things make them rich when in fact it is keeping them poor. Whenever one has a spirit, any spirit, it can be cunning, meaning that it will have you thinking that you are balling out of control when in fact you are barely even getting by. It will have you investing in worldly things which cannot better your condition. You cannot live in it and you don't need it to survive. It will have you spending all your money on things while you are on the verge of being homeless and having your lights turned off in the home. Someone without a hood rich mentality understands that money should be spent on things that improve their life. They understand that the bills need to be paid first, money needs to be saved, and after all of that is done, they can buy the things that they want. Not just spend all of their money on things that they want and then be without the things that they need. A non-hood rich person understands that investment comes in the form of buying homes, saving up for college, or making long-term money investments that can help them get more money, or better yet, a better job in the future. Number two, you have the spirit of poverty, aka the poverty mindset, because you think it's other people's responsibility to provide for you. I wrote about this in my Spirit of Entitlement blog, which you can click the link down below to read, and you can also watch my video down below on the Spirit of Entitlement. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel by clicking the link down below as well. But let me break something to you. You are not put here to be someone else's burden. If you are an able-bodied person, it is not anyone else's responsibility to do anything else for you. It is no one's responsibility to raise your kids, to pay your rent, or pay your bills. Yes, we have government assistance out there to help people, but that's not a lifestyle. You should not be wasting your life having never had a job or paid a bill. This is the spirit of poverty, also known as the poverty mindset, because when you are living off other people or when you think it's other people's responsibility to provide for you, you're never going to get ahead in life. Who has ever came out of poverty by sitting around doing nothing and expecting other people to do for them? You are always limiting your life potential by doing that. And to get out of the poverty mindset, if this is the case for you, it's easy. Number three, you can start by getting a job. I have some wonderful blogs that can help prepare you for a job that you can click the links down below to read. But starting doing for yourself and stop asking other people to do for you. I'm a firm believer that when most people are given the options to sink or swim, they'll swim. But the key is that they have to be thrown into the deep end with no life jacket. When people do not have other people or other things to fall back on, they amazingly become resourceful in learning how to preserve themselves, which I talk about in my video down below. Number four, because you blame other people for your problems is the reason why you have the spirit of poverty, which I also wrote a blog on this, and you can click the link down below to read. A person with the spirit of poverty thinks that they are the only one who has ever had a problem, and it's other people's fault that they do not have a job, a car, a better house, because they do not have this or that. And it is these outside circumstances that are now holding them back. The reality of the situation is that we all have problems. I have struggled financially and suffered job loss, but the difference between someone who is down and stays down and someone who gets up is that they choose to stop blaming and they start doing, which I talk about in my video down below. The spirit of poverty will have you thinking that because of everyone else, this is why you can't fill in the blank. It may be true that someone did something to you, but the only person that you can control is yourself. So therefore, you need to stop thinking about what you can do better and how to get yourself out of your situation. And don't forget to watch my video down below on when I was a broke single mom and how I got myself out of that situation. Number 5, you have this spirit of poverty because you always feel sorry for yourself. I wrote a blog about feeling sorry for yourself, which you can click the link down below to read that. But the fact of the matter is that no one is going to feel sorry for you than you feel sorry for yourself. Because if your life is a mess, the only person it is affecting is you. So don't sit around feeling sorry for yourself thinking that the world needs to throw you a pity party because of what happened to you. As I said before, something has happened to everyone. On any given day, people can feel sorry for themselves based on something that has happened in their life. The people with the spirit of poverty start feeling so sorry for themselves that they stop trying and they stop doing anything because of X, Y, and Z that has happened to them, so this is the reason why they can't do better. Feeling sorry for yourself may also go into the realm of entitlement and blaming others. It is like, I feel sorry for myself, so now other people need to do this for me. Or because this person did this to me, I can't do better, and it is their fault that I am doing bad in life. Notice how this is just one big cycle, all made to keep you down. Number 6, because you don't know better or you think you can do better. There are plenty of people that are out here living in a poverty state. Why get a job and pay rent when I can live in public housing for free? Yeah, I might get a better house if I chose to work, but then I would have to work, and that makes no sense. It's better just to get money handed to me for free. That is when someone is used to living how they're living, and they think that it's the best thing since sliced bread. These are the people who are just going to have more kids so that they can get a fatter check. They think that they're living great and the rest of the world is dumb for going out and working for what they can get for free. This is when they have become so used to their current state of living that they no longer see it as bad. They also do not want to move up or think that this is nothing to aspire to. This state of poverty is hard to fix because how can you fix a problem if the person doesn't even think that they have a problem? To answer this question, I will say this. You only have one life, which I have a separate blog post on, and you can click the link down below to read that. God did not create you to just sit around, do nothing, and be satisfied with just getting by. What a life wasted. Those suffering from this mentality means that they need and want to get better from themselves. Also, check out my video down below on how God actually wants you to prosper and have money. And always remember is that when you want better, that you will do better. The spirit of poverty is not always an easy thing to uncover. It can change its form or the way it does things, but one thing that is very common is that the goal is to keep you down and to keep you from reaching your full potential. So then you have to ask yourself, are you going to let it? If you know someone who needs to read this post, then go ahead and share it with them. And also consider getting my Christian Manifestation Guide with positive Bible verses and affirmations that will help you get out of your spirit of poverty mindset. Just click the link down below to buy.